You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Mara said we do by ourselves before Purim, Lagvil Zechir Lasia. To remember before we do. Why is Purim doing? What are we doing in Zechiras HaMalek? You're remembering HaMalek and then you're doing Purim. Why doing Purim is killing HaMalek? Because Purim is against Haman, Haman died. So, we mentioned 2 weeks ago the Vilna Goyen that says that the four parashas that we lain in the month of Adar, the four special editions, they are parallel to the four times that are mentioned in Shabbos. As we say, depends on Nusach Sfad, Nusach Ashkenaz, Ein Aroich Lecho, Ein Kekachol Hashem Lekeinu, Bo Olam Hazeh. Then you have Olam Haba. Then we speak about Yemois HaMashiach. And then we speak about Tchias HaMaisim. So, each Pasha is parallel to one of these times. We spoke about 2 weeks ago how Shkolim has to do with Olam Hazeh. The second parasha, Parasha Zohar, is parallel, according to the Goyen, to Olam Haba. Now, in sequence, we know that Olam Haba is the last stage. Olam Haza is the world we live in today. Then Mashiach is going to come. And Mashiach is going to be based on Pashtas from the Rambam. It's regular Olam Haza with, you know, with a little bit higher standards. And then the Mesim will live, and we get to Olam Haba. Olam was the last stage. But the Goyen says the Parsha Zohar is equivalent to Olam Haba. The second Parsha that we lain has to do with the last stage as we go, as we say in Shabbos. And the question is, what's exactly the connection of Amalek to Olam Haba? You could say that Olam Haba, we're not going to have Amalek. That's clear. We're already going to have a Mashiach is going to come and fight the Amalek. So why is the Amalek specifically connected to the time of Olam Haba? What's the connection, what's the relevance of remembering a Amalek in this week's Pasha in the time that's called Olam Haba? And finally, according to many Rishonim, the only Pasha that we have that we must read in Shul, we must read in a Torah, is Parsha Zohar. And that's the only thing that we have. Parsha Zohar is the only Parsha we must read in Shul, which is something interesting in its own. That's the only thing you do right, so you have to learn. That's what Tosfos says. Amalek is considered to be the antithesis of Am Yisrael. He's the one who stands against Am Yisrael. And as the Rambam quotes, when the Rambam says in the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek, the Rambam speaks about how much we need to hate Amalek. We have to remember him and hate him and go against him. And his mamash, he's the one that stands against Am Yisrael and what Am Yisrael represents and what Am Yisrael stands for. And we'll try to understand today a little bit more, why is Amalek so much? Obviously Amalek was a nation that came to fight against Am Yisrael. We have several nations that came to fight against Am Yisrael. But for some reason, Amalek stands against us. We know that the idea of sinah, of hatred, is something which only that represents a concept which is completely against your mahus, against who you really are. Kayadua, ready for the Rishonim, that what's the difference in Hebrew between soine and oyev? And oyev. Oyev means an enemy. Soine means a hater. What's the difference between a hater and an enemy? So it's brought down, really, it's based on Chazal, that oyvim are besamuch. A enemy is someone which is close to you. You're living together with another nation, living together with other people. You have a neighbor who drives you crazy, he becomes your enemy. You're fighting on the same piece of land. You're fighting on the same piece of property. That's an enemy. But if you can separate, and he's going to go his way, and you're going to go your way, and there'll be no problem. A soine, a hater, is someone that regardless where you are, you hate him and he hates you. It's in your essence. He's completely the antithesis of who you represent. Amalek says the Rambam that we have a mitzvah to hate him. We have a sinna. We have a mitzvah to have a sinna against the Amalek. Meaning that Amalek represents what stands against Am Yisrael, an exact opposite. What's exactly the idea? Why is Amalek so the other side, the complete opposite of what Am Yisrael represents? So we know the following. We always mention this shurim, we repeat this a lot, where Rav Tzadok HaKohen established in Sfarim in several different places. The idea that in Am Yisrael there's really two different aspects that we refer to. We have the aspect of what's called Maisim, what they do, what they accomplish, Torah and Mitzvahs. But then there's the higher aspect, a higher level. And that level is what? That level is Am Yisrael, which connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a place which is not necessarily dependent on what they do. We have concepts similar to Yisrael, Al Pi Shechata, Yisrael, even though you made a chet, he's still a Yisrael. We have an idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special Rachmonus, Dvorim Parsha Kisiso. You'd give me the Shirachmim, or introduced to us, when we have the idea of Chanoitze Shirachoyin, Al Pi Shein Hogun. Doesn't deserve. There's a concept of a special rachamim, a connection that Kadosh Baruch Hu has with Am Yisrael, which is beyond a regular thing that we're doing and we're accomplishing. As we mentioned a few months ago, that really this is represented in the Bris Milah. Because the Bris Milah is that special covenant that Am Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu have in a way that tells you that we are connected to Hashem in a much higher place. As Rav Tzadok says somewhere else, at Kedusha Shabbos, he brings it. That's why the Bris Milah is the one mitzvah we do on a baby who's 8 days old. It's not done by choice. Usually a mitzvah is done, you have to choose to do it. Here you're doing the mitzvah before he even has any free will. And the idea is because that's exactly the point of the Bris Milah. The Bris Milah represents something which is beyond what we're doing and accomplishing. It represents a special connection the Am Yisrael has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The connection was beyond, below, higher and higher than anything that we do. The Pasuk says, Kiach Esav LeYaakov. Esav and Yaakov are brothers. Vo'av is Yaakov. But I love Yaakov. And as the first should bring, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vo'av is Yaakov is Ezer Sanesi. I love Yaakov. I love Am Yisrael. I don't love the Umas Ha'ilom. It's not Dafka because of what they're doing. Because we talk about Ach Esav LeYaakov. When Esav and Yaakov are very similar. Still HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love Yaakov. Still you have that special connection, the special chibur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael have, which is beyond what we're doing and accomplishing. That's what is brought down the Gemara in Eruvin. The Avraham Avinu goes to Gehenoim. And he goes and he takes out all the Rishayim. All the people on Am Yisrael that did terrible things, for everyone who comes and takes them out. Except the one who is Boreh Larami, someone who's not so careful with his Bris Milah, with his covenant, with who he connects to. He says, Avraham Avinu doesn't recognize him. Meaning, we have here this place that if you have a Bris Milah, if a person is careful with his Bris Milah, Avraham Avinu takes him out of Gehenna. There's no tainus against him. I mean, there's a special, in today's Hebrew, protexia, that Avraham Avinu does, because you have a special love, a special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Amalek came to Am Yisrael, and the first time they came, was when Am Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. And that first encounter, Chazal tell us in Medrash, Medrash Tanchuma, that what did Amalek do? They found the Jews that were out of the Anan. They were out, right? Am Yisrael was surrounded by the Anan HaKavod. Who was kicked out of Anan HaKavod? The ones who were kicked out of Anan HaKavod is the ones that were not doing the right things. The Rishayim. And these Rishayim that were kicked out of Anan HaKavod, Amalek came and captured them. And he took their Bris Milah, and he threw the Arla up to Shemaim, and he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Toi Lecha Mashach B'Bacharta. Take what you chose. That Bris Milah that you have, that special connection, that special covenant that you have between you and Am Yisrael, take it back. And this really reflects what Amalek is representing. Amalek denies that specific, special connection that Kishbuch has with Am Yisrael. That special relationship, that's what disturbs them the most. That's the one thing that they can't stand. The Gemara, the famous Gemara, and Yuma tells us that when the Anshei Knesset Gedolah came, they took away, they're called Anshei Knesset Gedolah because they brought back what the Nevi'im omitted. What did the Nevi'im omit? It says, also Moshe Omer HaKel HaGodol HaGibur V'Anoyu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Godol HaGibur V'Anoyu. Also Yirmiyahu V'Omer, Yirmiyahu said, I have a problem with that, I don't see it today. Says the Goyim are in Beis HaMikdash. I don't see him being so awesome, so fearful. So he didn't say no. Also Yirma Omer Nachim. Also Daniel Omer Nachim Shtadim Yabonav came Daniel and said, I see that Am Yisrael is being subject to the Goyim. I agree. So where is his power? Where is he so powerful? Lerma Gibor. So the Nevi'im omitted the words Noiro and Gibor. We spoke about it once. Already, what's the idea? The Nevi'im don't see these Midas. And just the Pashup Shat is, when you don't see it, you don't mention it. You don't mention something that you cannot relate to. Well, as we always say, we don't daven in the summer, you don't see Mashiva Ruach HaMari Degeshem. Why? Don't you believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu brings rain? Of course you do. But because it's not now the time when he appears in that Nida, so we don't mention it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to the Nevi'im, he's not appearing with his powerfulness. He's not appearing with his awesomeness. He's not appearing with his fearfulness. We're not mentioning it. Also, Inu came out of grace like Dere Levamru. And he said, the fact that he allows the going to do whatever they want, and he's not right away chopping and killing them, that's the biggest gvura. So you know why he was fearful? And this is a big insight. How can it be that one nation survives among the nations? How can it be that Am Yisrael survives among the Goyim throughout the generations? What is stopping the Goyim from killing Am Yisrael? What? So Mishnah today, what one can think, that Am Yisrael and Israel has an army, and today is not politically correct to kill Jews. Okay. So today is not something, maybe it's a little more, let's say it's we can understand it. But for 2,000 years, Am Yisrael were in exile. We're in Golus. And they were living with the Goyim. And for 2,000 years, the Goyim had the ability to kill the Jews. And nobody would care. Right? Nobody would care. What stopped the Goyim from killing the Jews? Why? They hated them. They felt that they were, you know, the anti-everything they represented. They always spoke against them. So except a few pogroms here and there, and obviously in the terrible Xeris that happened throughout generations, there was never a decree to kill all Am Yisrael. Why not? So answers the Gemara, this is the reason. The reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was fearful. And the Goyim were afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because they're afraid of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that special connection that Kadosh Baruch Hu has with Am Yisrael represents Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're connected. Even when they're not Am Hashem. Even when they're not the powerful nation that lives in Eretz Yisrael and controls the world. They still represent Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Goyim were afraid. Where is the Noira? Ilmalei Marosh Kadosh Baruch Hu, without the fear of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'achu ma'achas yechol yizkayim ben ha'umus. How can they survive? They survive because they're fearing Kadosh Baruch Hu. My father always says, there's twice in history that there was a decision to kill all the Jews. Twice in history. There was a decree, all of the Jews will be killed. When was that? Purim.
The Holocaust.
The Eagle? It wasn't a decision to kill all the Jews.
The Holocaust.
There was, I mean, there was like Xavier from Shemayim. Okay, maybe. Well, that's not a time. Yeah. I'm not speaking about a punishment from Hashem. Talk about that the Goyim decided to kill the Jews. There's twice in history. One is Haman, Purim. Lahashmi, Laharoi, Gulabed is called a Yehudi, Minar, Vazaket. Kill everybody. There was a decree. We'll kill everybody. And the second time was the Holocaust. A decree, the final solution. Those are the only two times. What about the fear that Chazal is talking about? Their fear of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ham's represent the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the answer is, in both cases, one is clear. One is an assumption that Gedolei HaDoros has agreed to. Is that when it comes to Amalek, Amalek is different. On Amalek it says that we're going to read in this week's parasha, V'lo yoreh Elokim. He's not afraid of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's not afraid of God. Haman is Avad Amalek, and Hitler, many of the Kubalim of the previous generation agreed as well that he's Amalek. He at least brings the characters of Amalek to the world. And the idea is that there is some, there's always that notion of this nation, or the representation of the nation, that say, V'lo yoreh Elokim, they're not afraid of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And they don't, and they are against what Am Yisrael represents. They are against their representation of Kodesh Baruch Hu is connected to Am Yisrael no matter what they do. Regardless of what they're going to do, they're still connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Comes along like it says, no, we're not afraid, and we'll come and destroy them anyway. And that's really the only thing Chazal say, that Am Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. The ambatya, the bath, was boiling hot. Right? To bring the mushroom. There's a boiling hot bath, and nobody wants to go in there. Why? It's too hot. People are afraid to get burnt. Comes somebody, and he jumps into the hot bath, and he does get burnt. But people say, oh, you know, he went in, I can go in as well. So Chazal say that's what happened. All Umasoil and all the nations were scared of Am Yisrael. They were scared of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that was represented by Am Yisrael. Until Amalek came and did the first war with Am Yisrael, and that he was curious on Bati, he made the bathtub cold. At least, people now dare to do something. Because he's the one who said, no, I'm going to come. I am against that special connection that Kodesh Baruch Hu has with Am Yisrael. I'm against that. And if I'm against the connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu with Am Yisrael, he mainly comes and goes against Am Yisrael, even though they represent the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this we're getting to the point, Chiddush, that we're working on this year. That's the following. What is the way, or one of the ways at least, that Amalek is using to go against Am Yisrael and against the special connection that Am Yisrael has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We find somebody who wanted to give a great advice, how do you win Am Yisrael? And that somebody, his name is Bilam. Bilam, and the Parshas Balak, says, L'cho yotzcho, I'll give you an eitzah, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, let me tell you how to win Am Yisrael. You know how you win and beat Am Yisrael? Elokeim sheleilu, soine zima. The God of these people hates zima. I don't know the right translation exactly for zima.
Prurient activities.
Prurient activities, maybe that's the word. Talking about zima is inappropriate. Things that have to do with Kedushas Yisrael. That's something which, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, remember, listen to the Lashon. Soinazim. He hates it. And as we started with, hates means it's completely the antithesis of what was presented in this world. And when Bilam wanted to beat Am Yisrael after he tried to curse them, but he couldn't, he told Balak, here, this is how you're going to do it. How are you going to do it? You will do it with zima. That's how you're going to beat Am Yisrael. It's brought down, the Yaakov Ruveni brings a chazal that say that when Amalek wanted to go and fight with Am Yisrael, who did they take advice from? They took advice from Bilam. And Sifrei Kabbalah is brought down that Bilam and Amalek belong to that same place of Tumah. They have the same, they're connected to the same place. The Bnei Yisoschar says that the word Bilam and Amalek, you could play with the words. Because how do you write Bilam? Bet Lamed Ayin Mem. So write Bet Lamed Ayin Mem, that's Bilam. Right below it, Amalek, Ayin Mem, Lamed Kuf. Then take the two letters on top and two letters on the bottom. You'll be able to connect the words. Bil, you have Amalek at the bottom, so Bil-Am. Take the last two letters of Bilam, is Ayin Mem. The last two letters at the bottom, Amalek. Bilam and Amalek, you could converge there. You could play with the letters. And if you're reading from right to left, or from top to bottom, you will be able to connect the words. Bilam and Amalek. Bilam and Amalek come from the same source. They belong to that same camp, to the same school of thought. They're trying to separate the special connection Kadosh Baruch Hu has with Am Yisrael. And the way they do it is they use Zima. The Shem Yishmuel Parash that Tzave brings, that every time Amalek started with Am Yisrael, they tried to do it with the Avoin of Zima. The Chazal that we brought in Tanchuma, that it says that Am Yisrael, when they found Am Yisrael, they're standing out of the Anan, they threw the Arla up to Shemaim, was because they represented that they tried to trick them with Zima. They tried to trick them.
Arlo?
The Arla of the people that were out of the clouds. The Jews.
They didn't have a meal on Mitzrayim?
No, so they had a meal in the first year, not later.
This is the first year.
Oh, it's a good child. Good job. So the Shaila is, does it mean that people that were born after and didn't do the Mila? Or it means that they had for some reason the Arla with them? And then the question is why they were going on with the Arla? But Pashup Shad is they didn't do Bris Mila. And then the Amalek did Bris Mila to these people. Right? For the people that came out. Hi, what about the one, the last Mila that we did was in Mitzrayim.
Amalek did the Bris Mila to the Jews.
And that were sitting out of the cloud.
And then threw the Arla up.
To Shemaim. That's what Chazal say. So what? It's a good question. Shaila isn't technically. Is a very good show. What's your name?
Avi Helman.
Avi Helman. Question is good. Avi's asking a question. Why did never Bismillah on their own? So that's the Shaila. People are discussing. How do you explain what Chazal mean? Amalek came right after. But whatever the Sifrei Chassidus, Tzadik, Shmuel both explain that the idea that they talked about here is not the actual Mila. Maybe that explains this answer question too. But it refers to them doing something wrong with their Bris Mila. The Shem Yishmuel brings also that Haman, when he came to do the big Seuda where he brought all the Jews, he quotes a Medrash, that the Haman told Achashverosh, Elokeim Shaleilu Soinazima. And therefore in that party there was a lot of Znus. They got all the Jews there to do a Veir of Znus. And the Sifrasis say that really, every time we have a new revelation, basically there's three times that it happens. When Am Yisrael is about to go into, get the Torah and go to Eretz Yisrael, Amalek comes. Then when they come after and goes Bavel, when they're about, in time of Esther and Mordechai, when they come back to Eretz Yisrael to build the second base of Mikdash, Haman comes. And when you're going to get to Asid Lavoi, which we're very near, as everybody says, so right then, before the end, we'll also have what's called Goig. Goig are the ones that are also going to bring Zima to the world. And all the challenges that we're having in this generation with the union of Zima is because that challenge of Elokeim Shel Elu Soin Zima. Am Yisrael has a special connection, a special relationship, a special height and connection to something above. And Amalek is trying to come and fight it. And they fight it with Elokeim Shel Soin Zima. They're coming to fight it with that. And especially in this generation that we're coming before Yemos HaMashiach, that's the challenge. That's the challenge that stands up there. Elokeim Shel Soin Zima. And the hatred of the Zima is that the Zima represents the exact opposite of the Kedushas Yisrael. The Kedushas Yisrael, that special connection that Kedushas is with Am Yisrael. And the Zima is the one place where Kadosh Baruch Hu leaves Am Yisrael, or allows the close of Bilam to be Chal on Am Yisrael, when you have Zima. That's the separation. And Amalek, who's fighting against Am Yisrael's special connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the connection is beyond the Maisim. As we always mention, you have the two Moyanim have to do with Golos. We do in the winter. One is Hanukkah, that's Yavon, that's the Greeks. The Greeks are one of their fighting, and that's what we're doing. They don't care about the special connection that Kadosh Baruch Hu has with Am Yisrael. They're fighting against don't do mitzvahs. If you don't do mitzvahs, you're good. We're happy with you. But Amalek is the one who's saying, I don't care if you're doing mitzvahs, you're not doing mitzvahs. Even though the nanu misud the social rasha, even doing averis, because I care about the special connection which goes on with Amisol. And that's what they're coming to fight against. And therefore, that's going back to the questions we started this year. The reason why Amalek is such a, we hate Amalek, is because it's the same hatred that says, Elokim she'elu soy nezimo. Whatever is the antithesis of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents in the world through Am Yisrael, we hate it, because it's against who we are. It's against who we represent. Elokim she'elu soy nezimo, and we hate Amalek. It's the same equal. Have the mitzvah to lay in this, that's the one mitzvah of Daraisa, to lay in shul. Because this is the exact opposite of what Am Yisrael represents. Ultimately, the place where Am Yisrael belong, and where we're always going to, in the tachas of everything, and the place where it's going to be revealed, that special connection of Kishbuk to Am Yisrael, with no questions, is in Olam Haba. So when we talk about Zecher Amalek, where is Zecher Amalek? What's the place where Amalek belongs to in terms of the times? It says the Goyim belongs to Olam Haba. Because Olam Haba is the place, what's the tachas of Olam Haba? Yisrael Yoishvim, Vatritzem Bereshem, Vinen, Mizvashchino, the special relationship that Amishal HaSakar Shibokh is going to be revealed in Olam Haba. There's other times, other events that happen, the Mashiach, and the Tchess Amazim. But that special connection Shibokh to Amishal belongs to Olam Haba specifically. And therefore, that place is the time where you don't have Amalek. So the current Amalek belongs to there. La'agdim zechiro la'asiyo. Remember before you come and do Purim. And Purim is the time, as we mentioned last week. Purim, kol ha'moyadim asin li'batal. All the moyadim are going to be canceled. Purim stays. Because Purim, the idea of Purim, as we always mention, if it be mentioned, all the Svarim, Purim, the idea is that you're living together to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have that special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that whatever you do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. That you don't need any miraculous event in order to save Am Yisrael. Just the natural way, derech ha'teva, gives you connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if so, if derech ha'teva does it, that's why in the Megillah there's no nes. It's just derech ha'teva. Because we live in HaKadosh Baruch Hu every moment, every time. Purim is that revelation, that special connection, and that's why, as Tzaddik HaKohen says, that's why Purim stays lost in love, because Purim and lost in love are the same thing. Olam Haba is the time we have special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Purim is the moed that reveals in this world, and therefore Purim stays in Olam Haba. That's what Purim is all about. So before we get to Purim, which is the Asiyah, which Asiyah? Not Asiyah of killing Amalek. Not the Asiyah that they say, Haman and Shul, and we knock on the table. That's not the Asiyah. Obviously there's a meaning to that too. But the asiyah that we have on Purim is the asiyah that we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. That's the asiyah that we have on Purim. So before Purim, we do the schira. Remember how to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu correctly, which is taking away all the things that stop us to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the Zecher HaMalek. Lagdim Zechira HaMalek, Lasiyah HaMalek. And this is the message we can take for us. A message that's very relevant, especially to today's day and age. Amalek is fighting, is trying to introduce a separation of Kedushas Yisrael, of Am Yisrael and Kedushas Yisrael. That Am Yisrael should not have connection to the Kedusha, to that special connection relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what they care about more than anything else. They don't want Am Yisrael because Am Yisrael represents a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they fight by killing Am Yisrael, and they fight by having Am Yisrael connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the one way for us to not take Kadosh Baruch Hu is not doing Stam and Aveiro. Stam and Aveiro is still a connection. So Abishachot Yisrael. But the way to disconnect Am Yisrael Kadosh Baruch Hu in the strongest way is by Elokeim Shel Eilu Soy Nezima. And to counteract that, we do Sin of Amalek. And as the Sfasem says, and this will end, the whole idea of Amalek is not just Stam, we have some nation, random, you know, some random nation, we don't even know who they are. You have to fight with them. But every person has a little bit of a Amalek in himself. Small little Amalek who tells him, get away from Kedushas Yisrael. Get away from the special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what we do, B'zocha the Shasach Amalek, is we have to remember to take away from ourselves that special, that thing which tries to separate us with a special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through the Zikaron of Amot that we'll have in this week in Parshas Zachor, Hashem will be able to emphasize and connect stronger with our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get to Purim, the Hagdim Zechiro Lasiach.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.